Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Nikki Jabala of The Athletic. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
What is the mindset of the Broncos in free agency?
I think it is what it's always been, in that they want to fill their biggest holes in free agency so they can go into the draft and not feel pressure to pick a certain position, kind of like they were in 2017 when they had to get a tackle in the first round. That usually never works out the way you hope, you know. But as far as, you know, which positions they would want to fill, I would imagine they want to bring in a veteran on the secondary, a cornerback, depending on what they do with Justin Simmons, obviously, safety as well. They got to get veteran help on the defensive line. Those would be the priorities in my mind, and I would imagine they are for them.
All right, Mike Shula's official. What's going on? Tell us the details.
It took long enough. My God.
Why did it take so long?
Working out the specifics of the contract. So he's a quarterback's coach, pretty familiar with Drew Locke. He was the one that went to his pro day in Missouri ahead of the draft last year, spent a good bit of time with him. So knows Locke well, obviously knows Pat Shurmur well, was with him the last 2 years as their OC in New York. He's Don Shula's son, obviously.
Thank you.
Worked with a number of pretty good quarterbacks. I mean, he was with Cam Newton from his rookie season for 7 years. Cam Newton did pretty well in those years up until Super Bowl 50, really.
I saw the statement from Fangio, and it did seem like they were trying to establish Vic hired Mike Shula, not Shurmur.
Yeah, I mean, Pat Shurmur has pretty much full autonomy over the offense, but it is still Vic's team. So, I think when they hired Shurmur, it was almost inevitable that Mike Shula would come to you. We were just waiting for the official announcement from the Giants that he was not going to be retained on Joe Judge's staff.
Right.
But, I mean,
I think this is just something that is going to go on, and the Broncos are aware of it, that, you know, it still has to be Vic's team, right? You got to meet with Vic. Vic's got to sign off on you. It's Vic, not one of the now what? College, but, you know, Shula was a head coach at Alabama. Shurmur was a head coach in the NFL. And Munchak was a head coach. I mean, we got a lot more experience going on now, Nikki.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the emphasis. They want more experience coaching one of the youngest offenses in the NFL. I do think there's two interesting things, you know, for different reasons, obviously, is they have a, you know, older coaching staff. Sorry, Vic and everybody else. But it's true. It's an older coaching staff and a very, very young, relatively inexperienced roster on offense, especially. But it also sort of makes sense when you want to have guys who really have a strong track record of developing younger guys. So we'll see. I mean, Pat Shurmur's kind of always been the question mark for me anyway, just because of, you know, his record over the years. He's, you know, hasn't had the same caliber quarterbacks each place, though he really shined in Minnesota that year with Case Keenum. So hopefully if they put the right pieces together with the roster, he can replicate that success with Drew Locke.
Nikki, a week or two ago, you put out a list of the 53 guys on the 49ers staff or team that have connections to the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
First off, what is that number? Remind me. But second off, of all those stories, which one's your favorite to follow in the Super Bowl?
I don't know the number. I was missing a lot of them. I didn't count all the interns, too. I think the most interesting storyline to me is, it's still when everybody says, oh, we had a chance at hiring Kyle Shanahan to be head coach, and there was no way that was going to happen. And I wrote a column about it, kind of explaining the behind the scenes detail of why that was kind of
what's the biggest reason it was never going to happen.
I think it's more personal conflicts, you know, between the Shanahan family, Joe Ellis, John Elway, whatnot. I don't think either side was going to fully agree and come to, you know,
well, then why,
be able to work together.
Why interview him then?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I don't know that everybody was on the same page when they went into that interview. And I think, you know, for Kyle's purposes, you know, if it's offered to you, you don't turn down that kind of interview. But
do,
I don't
when
know
you
that
say not on the same page, do you mean
John
people
and
in the building weren't on the same page if they even wanted to interview him?
No, more so like John and Joe not being on the same page as to whether how realistic it was and where each stood. You
got
know,
it.
I don't think it was. It wasn't going to happen, and I think it became even more clear after they talked to him and they had lunch. I was told it was somewhat awkward.
I was told, when he walked out that door at the end of the interview, they looked around the table at each other, and he blew them away. Like, it was...
No, his interview, interview. He knows his stuff. Everybody, I mean, we know that. So, you know. And I also think they went into it kind of, they had their mind kind of made up, which...
I know.
Say what you want big about that. I don't know that that's the best strategy.
Big mistake. Huge mistake.
Yeah. I mean, they had wanted Vance Joseph to be their defensive coordinator in 2015, mm-hmm. and that's why they ended up going to Wade, because the Bengals wouldn't let him out of his contract. So they had wanted Vance. They went into this process thinking, you know, Vance is our guy. He's the leader in the clubhouse, and they didn't move away from that. But I don't even, you know, even as well as Kyle supposedly did in his interview, I don't really know that there was – you know, much serious consideration, you know, just in terms of the logistics.
All right, Mike Sullivan's spot. Who's the front runner?
I don't know that. I know there is one person they've been eyeing, and that was in part the reason they moved on from Mike Sullivan, is there is somebody that John Elway wants. I don't think it's a, you know, a household name from what I was told.
Okay. Are the Broncos staff on a bit of a vacation this week? I know last year we were hanging out with Richard Branson in Necker Island and places like that. Is
yes.
Is it a little bit of an off week for the administration?
I think they did their vacations a little while ago. Now is when they should be getting into player evaluations. I think John Elway in another interview said they would really start to look at re-signing their own guys after the Super Bowl. So I would imagine they're back at it.
Okay.
LA in vacations, you never know how he's going to come back from that. I mean, last time he came back from Necker Island and traded for Joe Flacco.
Sure.
I don't know what could happen.
Good ideas on vacation, you know?
Yeah, you have a few thoughts on the beach. You know, it helps out.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Nikki.
He was in Cabo, so Cabo for 10 days. You never know what can happen.
All right. 49ers selected Nick Bosa last year with the number 2 overall pick, right? It was number 2, I think. Now they're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Denver Broncos going to the Super Bowl next year.
I don't think they have the kind of roster that the 49ers did. The 49ers made a ton of other moves, too, that, I mean, they are stacked on both sides.
It is funny, though. I mean, they were the second worst team in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Second worst. So it's, like, kind of hard to say they had a better roster. Like, that roster didn't seem very good when they were picking number 2 overall.
You know what it is?
Yeah, but they didn't have that quarterback either last year.
Right.
Good point.
And so now they've had good continuity.
Yeah, they've had the same play callers on both sides of the ball for 4 years.
Nikki, you don't want continuity. You want good continuity.
I'm not commenting. I'm going to get in trouble.
Thank you, Nikki. We'll talk to you later. Nikki Jabalo, you can read her on The Athletic. You can see all of our updates from the Super Bowl at 1043thefan.com. We're getting you set for Kansas City and San Francisco thanks to Holy Smokes Barbecue. Kendall is on a cruise ship. We'll go there next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.